When India was hit both by the failure of a big bank and a nationwide lockdown in March, bankers, fearing runs from rattled depositors, rushed to stuff cash machines with notes. In fact, the demand for cash was relatively subdued. Activity hummed along the Unified Payment Interface, or UPI, an electronic payments network that is on its way to becoming the country's financial lifeline. In the past 2 years, three big banks, or shadow banks, have imploded. The severe economic disruption caused by COVID-19 will only make lenders' burden of bad loans heavier. Against this grim backdrop, UPI has shone. In November, Google wrote to the Federal Reserve, urging it to endorse a similar model for America. The Bank for International Settlements concluded in December that India's digital financial infrastructure has the potential to transform emerging markets and advanced economies alike. Before UPI was set up in 2016, cash reigned supreme. A large share of the population had no bank accounts, limiting card payments. Now hungry passers-by can pay for snacks like dosas and vada pav from street vendors using apps on their phones. At the start of 2020, nearly 1.3 billion electronic payments were made each month, more than those using plastic. They accounted for 19% of banking transactions in the year to March 2019. Saurabh Tripathi of the Boston Consulting Group predicts that they will account for 59% of transactions within 2 years, three times the share of ATM withdrawals. UPI usage dipped for the first time in March. That was followed by a fall of 20% in April. The collapse reflects the enormous drop in activity as the country shut down. Data for March suggests that the number of credit card transactions fell further than that of digital payments, suggesting that UPI still gained market share. The government has also used UPI to make emergency transfers to street vendors. A new program is expected to be rolled out in June. This will enable companies to give workers vouchers that can be redeemed by labs testing for COVID-19. The payment system rests on the Aadhaar card, an identification system with which the fingerprints and irises of more than a billion Indians are registered. Take your card to a bank, as hundreds of millions of Indians have, and you can set up an account. You also become a known customer, clearing a regulatory hurdle. You can then, either through your bank or using various apps, send and receive funds instantly from anywhere in India.